Welcome to Hip Hop Movie Club, the show that harmonizes the rhythm of hip hop with the magic of movies. Today we're answering the question, what exactly is a hip hop movie? We're three old heads who put their old heads together to vibe on these films for you. I'm Dino Wright, podcaster, filmmaker, longtime hip hop fan, and the first hip hop movie I ever saw in a theater was Disorderly's in 1987.
I'm JB, 80s and 90s nostalgia junkie, longtime hip hop fan. And I'm not a fan of this young guy Shaboozy using Jaquan's hit song Tipsy to climb the charts with his bar song.
Yo, I'm so glad I've never heard it.
Oh,
shots fired here. Whew.
Shots fired.
Bang, bang.
Got hot takes, people.
I'm Boogie, a DJ, longtime hip hop fan. And I played Not Like Us during one of my gigs on Saturday night and had the whole crowd jumping. It was glorious.
That is everywhere. Everybody's loving it, except for Drake.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Drake's not having it. In this episode, we'll give you our definition of a hip-hop movie.
Basically, we define a hip-hop movie as any movie that showcases or contains one or more of the key elements of hip-hop. MCing, DJing, breakdancing, and graffiti art. Or it can star or feature one or more hip-hop artists within the film. So we've talked about this on other episodes, but I think it's about time we kind of break it down for the audience in more detail. Boogie, you want to talk a little bit more about the elements and maybe some of the examples of what are the truest of the truest hip-hop movies that we've covered or that are out there?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, MCing, it speaks for itself. That's what most people call rapping, or they refer to a person who does this as a rapper. But the old school term is MCing, microphone controller, moving the crowd, just lyrics. The DJ, backbone of hip hop, started off creating break beats and now just spinning from one song to another, from one turntable to another to keep the break beat going continuously, nonstop, so that the party can keep going, does land a platform for the MC. The breakdancers, the B-boys, those are the guys who used to go out in the dance floor and they created their own dance form. And they actually got the name breakdancing and break or B-boys from dancing over these break beats. And then we have graffiti, the artistic style form of lettering, tagging, mural writing, that's prevalent throughout the hip-hop culture. So we've covered some movies that cover one, two, three, and some of them contain all four. The most prevalent ones that cover these elements are the old-school ones. You know, we have Wild Style, which was the first hip-hop movie. We actually have an episode on this. Check it out. We have a live event that we've also worked with our good friend DJ RM18, where we featured the Cold Crush Brothers and Grand Mix of DST, as well as Charlie Ahern, the writer, director, producer of the movie. Then there's another movie that kind of took some of the formatting from Wild Style. It's a little more commercialized, a little more polished up, and that would be Beat Street. The name is in it, Beat Street. So it basically takes place in the Bronx, early days of hip hop. You see all of the elements on full display. One of the main characters is a prominent graffiti artist in the neighborhood, Ramo. We have a DJ who is prevalent throughout the neighborhood and does all of the parties and also ends up, in the end, breaking into the club scene. His younger brother and his crew, break dancers. Battle of rival crews throughout the neighborhood. Some people don't understand it. They're actually having fights and they end up getting arrested, unfortunately. But we have breakdancing as well. And MCing, we have several prominent early hip-hop artists throughout the movie. And also, we see kind of where the MCing starts while the main characters actually DJing, actually speaking into the mic as he's mixing. That's kind of where it started. And once he couldn't do it himself, then, you know, another guy from the crew would stepped up and started doing it for him. So there's two good movies right there that contain all of the elements. If you want to see what it's like in the early days of hip hop, check out those two classics.
Great breakdown, Boogie. So when we first started this podcast, we got together at Dinah Wright. It was his brainchild. And then Boogie, our resident expert on all things old school and hip hop. And we asked you, like, where should we start? Which one should we do? And right away you said, we got to do Beat Street. We got to do Beat Street. And then we do Wild Style. So we hit the ground running with those two classics that contain all of those elements. I think it's increasingly less common to have all four of the elements because breakdancing, even though it's coming up at the Olympics, is not quite as popular as it was back in the 80s, late 70s, early 80s. Graffiti also.
I don't know about that. Do you think so?
You don't think it's as popular?
I think it's more popular now.
More popular. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not popular. Probably not as popular in the U.S. per se, but like worldwide, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. you're right. I think worldwide, you're right. In the U.S., it's not. I don't see it as much in the U.S., but maybe I'm just not looking. But yeah, no, great breakdown there, Dinah Wright. You want to clarify a little bit more about some of the, hip hop movies?
Sure.
Other definitions, et cetera.
Sure. We've talked about it being like a spectrum. And so movies like Beat Street and Break-In or Beat Street and Wild Style are very much on the one end of the spectrum where they cover all four elements and it's very, very hip hop heavy. But there's other movies maybe on the other end of the spectrum where they don't have as many of the elements. It relies more on hip hop songs to sort of provide atmosphere or backdrop. And maybe they're less of a hip hop movie than some of these other ones. And so we've reviewed movies like even Bad Boys, starring Will Smith. Not necessarily about hip hop culture, but hip hop is definitely used in it to give color to the story, give its kind of atmosphere. And so we count those too. Some people may not agree, but you know, we count them as well.
Yeah. And there's other categories we've covered. Musical dramas or comedies. Even tangentially, like Hamilton is the story of Alexander Hamilton and a lot of the Birth of Our Nation, all told through hip hop. So you're not going to really see graffiti in there. I don't think there was any breakdancing, but it's obviously a hip hop film. Well, the film adaptation of the Broadway play, it's definitely a hip hop film. And more recently, we just covered In the Heights, and the same thing, Lin-Manuel Miranda production. There was hip hop throughout, but they did have a little bit of the graffiti in there and a little tiny bit of breakdancing. And we do a lot of we did some biographical films as well, where we talked about Notorious, or we talked about, Straight Outta Compton, which is a story of the rise of NWA. Obviously, that's a hip hop film because it's the story of these hip hop artists.
We've also done movies that are like more coming of age type of stories, and set in urban backdrops. They tend to lend themselves to hip hop more. So like Dope was one from Rick Famuyiwa, The Wood with Taye Diggs, and that was a little earlier. We counted those as hip hop movies too.
Yeah.
I think the one where we stretched the definition the most, and this was my recommendation, I think one of the newer Transformers movies, because the whole soundtrack was like 90s hip hop.
Yeah, we need to release that episode still.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But I mean, that's one that we have spoken about. We didn't really release that one yet. But we stretch it here and there when we have to.
Yeah. I mean, we've even gone as far as shifting over to animation.
Yes.
We watched Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. And if you've seen that movie, you can definitely see some of the elements of hip hop throughout that animated feature. I mean, Miles Morales was a graffiti artist, mm-hmm. Right there, And there's the soundtrack is hip hop laden. I mean, there's beats and romps throughout the whole film. So, you know, you're getting a good taste of what it's like, and it's an urban backdrop. It takes place in a city, so you get that feel of, you know, you get the feel right there, you know. So it's you have to kind of, you know, in a sense, we have to be a little creative sometimes, because I mean, let's be honest, you know, you run out of material, so you know, you gotta have places where the niche fits in, and like some of these movies, if you look at them, you can definitely see why we viewed them as a hip hop film. And then there's other movies that, you know, people have been suggested to me, and I'm like, no, I don't necessarily consider that a hip hop film. You know?
Yeah. And there's more elements to hip hop culture than those four. Like Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, there's a sneaker culture aspect of it, mm-hmm. where there's the Air Jordans, there's the fashion with the hoodies that Miles Morales is wearing. There's a lot more elements overall to hip hop culture. And so we'll pick up on some of those also.
Absolutely.
In some of
good
these
point,
films.
JB.
Yeah. Some of the favorite ones that I've covered are the ones with the heavy social commentary. And mm-hmm. I think you were pointing this out before, Dinah Wright. Do the Right Thing and Boys in the Hood. I mean,
for sure.
Yeah. Hip hop is weaved throughout, and obviously Boys in the Hood stars Ice Cube. And you have Fight the Power prominently played throughout, by Public Enemy played throughout Do the Right Thing, which was written for that film. But there's such a great commentary on race and socioeconomic challenges and identity. And I think that combination of hip hop with those social commentary makes it even that much more powerful.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I mean, because one thing that, you know, you have to emphasize with the beginnings of hip hop was that it was a voice for the voiceless. You know, people who created hip hop weren't necessarily pleased with their surroundings and the way things were going at the time. They needed an outlet. Yeah, some of it was to have fun, absolutely. But some of it was to make their voices heard and to speak about things that were going on in the neighborhood and things that they weren't necessarily happy with. So when we come across films like, you know, that JB mentioned, Do the Right Thing and Boys in Hood, they continue with that voice of telling what's going on in the neighborhoods and getting that social commentary out to the public. And it's, I mean, yeah, the dramatizations are not, you know, actual, you know, factual stories, but these are everyday things that people deal with, and you know, it ties right into the beginnings and roots of hip hop.
Right on, Dinah Wright. Any other like flavors of movies that we've covered that under the umbrella of hip hop movies?
We did. We did have done documentaries. Style Wars being one of them. Wild Style is more of a stylized documentary, I guess. It's sort of fictional, but those two were definitely there. We covered a few Netflix series. We've covered Ladies First, the story of women in hip hop. We covered Dear Mama, the 5-part series with Tupac and Afeni Shakur, and so we've done those. Definitely enjoyed those.
Yeah, that one was more on, that was on Hulu and FX, but right. Yeah, same thing as series, correct. We talk a lot about the music on some of these and the soundtracks, those movies that have a heavy hip-hop themed soundtrack, like Juice is a great example, where it has Naughty by Nature, Eric B and Rakim, and some really recognizable songs, some iconic scenes like Belly.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Feature rappers and strong soundtracks, sure.
We also covered a lot of comedies. We did many hip hop comedies.
That's
spoofs,
true.
Straight up comedies. There are many in the oeuvre.
Yeah. I mean, probably the biggest spoof of them all was, you know, Don't Be a Menace to South Central by drinking your juice in the hood. I mean, if you watched any collective of the movies that we've viewed outside of that movie, you're going to see how that movie spoofs a bunch of them. Mm-hmm. And it makes the jokes even funnier.
Yep. And yeah, I got the hookup with Method Man and Redman when they started getting into film.
They mean How High?
How High, sorry. Yeah. What did I say?
Well, we did watch that. Yeah, we did do I Got the Hookup, though. We did both of them.
I Got the Hookup was Master P, right?
Master P.
I'm getting confused. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So you're going to get the full range. You'll get the serious movies, the documentaries, crime dramas, straight up dramas, musicals, comedies, animated feature films. You know, they're all even with sci-fi with the Transformers, which is coming soon. But like, you're going to get the full gamut of movies, and they're all going to be, nicely tucked into our definition of a hip hop film. And if you watch them and listen to our talking points on these films, you'll see exactly why we chose to view them.
Yeah. It one of my favorites too, and we had a screening event, was Crush Groove. The term I will consistently use is like a time capsule, because it tells a story of the creation of Def Jam Records, but you get to see LL Cool J as a teenager, and Beastie Boys as, I believe, teenagers, and New Edition when they're even younger. It's just amazing that that's captured on film. So you see hip hop in its infancy, before it was a billion-dollar industry, when it was still kind of regionalized, and to have the forethought to put that on film, I'm still astonished by that.
Yeah. And the good thing to notice too is that we're all on the East Coast, but yeah, we view movies that primarily take place in the West Coast as well. So there's no necessarily East Coast bias. You know, we're watching them all,
East Coast, West Coast, the Dirty South.
We're watching them all. There's no bias.
Other countries, we watch those too.
Yeah. If it's hip hop related, we're on it.
And we've done a lot of the big ones. Like if you look up a list, we've hit most of the major ones, if not all. But then we'll go off the beaten path a little bit, like the movie Bodied, which Eminem had a hand in creating or producing. You know, you got a young guy that's doing his master's thesis on rap battling, and he gets engaged into it himself, and it's a fascinating story. And then some of the lesser known ones like On the Come Up, which we actually were able to promote when it was coming out on streaming services. So yeah, some of these more obscure ones, I would say, or less popular ones, they're worth listening to the episode and viewing the films as well. They have some intrinsic value. So that's basically our definition of hip hop movies. I wonder if anybody else has any of our listeners has any other definition of hip hop movies, or do they have any gripes with any of the films that we considered hip hop movies.
Sound off in the comments on YouTube, y'all, or hit us up, hiphopmovieclub@gmail.com.
Yeah, if you come across a movie that we haven't viewed yet,
there are still many we haven't viewed yet. So
yeah.
Yeah, we haven't talked about the hip hop dance film genre either. So the whole Step Up series, we have to get to that still.
Yeah, we haven't even scratched the surface of that yet. We haven't even touched the surface of that yet. That's a rabbit hole in itself.
We even did holiday film, Dashing Through the Snow, which was a Netflix film.
We've done Christmas movies, yeah.
Hip Hop Nutcracker.
Hip Hop Nutcracker as well, yeah.
Yeah. We got it all. We get them all covered.
Hip Hop Movie Club is produced by your HHMCs, JB, Boogie, and Dino Wright. Theme music by Boogie. Come out to our next live event on August 16th at Steel Stacks in Bethlehem. We are presenting a screening of the original House Party, which will be preceded by a throwback DJ set and followed by a brief talkback and trivia game. Purchase tickets now at steelstacks.org. Whether you're listening to the podcast or watching us on YouTube, we appreciate you. Thanks for tuning in.
Remember, don't hate. Calibrate.
Nice.
Calibrate. All right. Yeah, I still got to get my turntables calibrated.
Got to do that.
I haven't had a chance to even to get them over there and drop them off. Mm-hmm. But it's coming.